Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars got a big interview with Laura Logan, Christy Lee. It's up on InfoWars.com. Their day is done. Laura Logan slams globalist champions. A better future for our children. Exclusive interview. We also have a big interview we did yesterday that I'm really proud of. It's powerful with Judge Andrew Napolitano. Biden administration, big tech collusion, is fascism, is criminal. Both articles and interviews are live at InfoWars.com. I suggest you share the hell out of them. All right, I don't want to go off anymore on the Elon Musk, Kanye West situation, until I have time to sit down and write some notes and really get to all the different facets of it that I want to get into. I just want to give people that start going in the right direction benefit of the doubt, but also talk about things I disagree with, and then that way there's an open dialogue. But let's be 100% clear. They don't influence me. I influence them overall. And I'm not saying that as a dominant thing. It's just a fact, okay? That they don't sit there and sway me. I've been very blessed, and God put me in this position. All glory goes to God that I'm at the top of the communication system. So I've talked to presidents and former presidents, world leaders, former intelligence chiefs, current high-level people, and all these other folks. I can pick the phone up, and I can get on the phone any of these people I want, okay? And I don't even sit there and try to call them, okay? It's not about, oh, I'm so big, oh, I'm so great. That's just the position we've gotten to with your support we've done over the years. And I genuinely want a pro-human future. I genuinely love Jesus Christ, and I'm genuinely trying to fix things. And I think Kanye is going in a direction that's going to really destroy him, and he's only listening to himself. I don't think he's a bad person. Elon Musk, I don't fully know yet. The jury's out, but I know what he thinks he's doing. So I'm done talking about that. Saturday, I will do a whole, hell, I might do an hour on Elon and Kanye, coming up. But I'll tell you who I know is good, Tucker Carlson. And I'll tell you who I know is good, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan knew everything I knew back when I knew it 25 years ago. I've known Joe 25 years. I've only been on air like 3 years, 4 years when I got to know Joe. That's why I got mad at Joe 4 years ago, because I know damn well he knows all this. And then he's going the right direction. He's not perfect. He thinks he's balancing it out. People do that. They just can't help it. But I'm not my brother's keeper, and I'm not going to sit there and try to regulate what Joe does. I do what I do. And if people want to listen to it and dial into it and understand it, they do. But that's where I'm at. And I'm extremely blessed that if I want to talk to Trump or I want to talk to basically anybody, I get on the phone with him. And behind the scenes, I think I've been more effective with what I've done than almost on air. So the Lord works in mysterious ways, as the Bible tells us. Let's go to Daniel in North Carolina. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thank you for bringing me on. Yes, I wanted to talk about BRICS, the alliance going on around the rest of the world. And I'm well aware that they have their negative sides. I'm not blind to that. But let's take a look at some of these good things.
But it's good to have a unipolar world. You don't want one central power.
Yes, they are. They are. They are working on humanitarian efforts. They're fueling Europe right now. We are too. They're working on developing Africa in exchange for their resources, which is something that they've asked for. They're working on a lot of good things. They've actually prevented transitions of power, which implies that they're listening to you.
Well, not just me. I mean, look. Let's be honest. These other big predatory power structures want to control the globalist system that's been built. So there's a battle over the power, but our founders called that separation of powers, where they had three branches of government tied down, battling each other, so we never get a dictator. So that's really what's happening. We need diversity. We need different nations. We need different ideas. That is a firewall against tyranny.
Well, the globalists put enough pressure on themselves, I think. I bet all it would take is for somebody to talk to BRICS with some respect and make a peace offering, and we might get to keep our borders and constitution afterwards.
Yes, their project of world government's in trouble, but they're going to keep doubling down, just as the Bible says, until they lose control.
They doubled down too far, man. The UN just requested to nuclearly disarm Israel, but not Iran, and they're getting called out for anti-Semitism, man. What's the pecking order on that?
That's a good point. All right, sir, I appreciate your call. By the way, Benjamin Netanyahu just got reelected. All right, we're going to go to break. Come right back in 60 seconds with your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick out on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
We are taking your phone calls on this Wednesday, November 2nd transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're about to go right back to your phone calls. The great, she is great, Savannah Hernandez. Everybody's great in this operation. She's going to be joining us with big news coming up next segment. A lot of other big breaking news are going to be hitting as well here. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Jessica in New Hampshire. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just had a quick question for you. I'm not sure if you've covered this in the past or not, but my family and I were talking about the lead, the big lead-free campaign, and taking it out of the, you know, paint and whatnot for homes, and just the amount of radiation that we're getting. And it just seems like it's just one more evil plot.
Well, there are studies that lead paint lasts 10, 20 times longer than regular paint, and it does have a reflectivity of different types of radio waves and other systems, and so there is some truth to that.
Yeah, so like obviously when you get an X-ray, right, at the dentist, they put the lead apron on you to cover you up and protect you. So we were talking about that with our home, saying, you know, given all the radiation these days with potential nuclear war, is that just one more thing that they've left us vulnerable by taking it all out?
Well, I've seen a lot of studies that unless children ate the paint chips, you don't get really any lead from lead paint. And so, absolutely, there is, I think, some truth to that.
Right. I think they've left us a little unprotected. That's all.
Well, Jessica, I appreciate your call. God bless you. Let's go to Ben in Tennessee. Go ahead, Ben.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to bring to your attention that Hill has announced that they are going to take military action against North Korea, who has fired more than 23 ballistic missiles in their direction.
Yes, there's giant, the biggest drills ever with the U.S. and allies with South Korea. And Seoul is threatening military action. This is the time when world war starts. It starts with regional wars. It almost always escalates. Basically, every analyst that has a good history of being accurate says more than a 50% chance nuclear war is going to break out very soon.
I think North Korea is going to take over South Korea, so that way they can shut that door on the United States so we can't enter that way. They're going to lock Taiwan down with their nukes. And Alaska may also receive nuclear warfare also to keep us from that jump point.
Well, I don't know the North. I mean, look, nukes are going to get used on the North if they do that. I don't know if that's the case. But definitely nuclear war is on the table in Europe. And, yes, the U.S. is moving B-52s in to strike China, moving those into Australia. So things are escalating quickly.
Yes, very. It's progressed to an even further dimension now.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Rick in Texas. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, hi. I'm a first-time caller. Been listening since 2001. When I heard you bullhorning about fluoride and 9/11 at the Capitol in Austin, I'm going to keep it quick and to my point. My call is in the direction of what's going on today in schools and against Christians. I follow an anthropologist on YouTube by the name of Robert Steffer. He has a great woke Bolshevik revolution video. And I sent in a small snippet of that revolution video to show tips. And
well, do me a favor. Just tell me the name of the video and we'll look it up.
It was removed from YouTube. It was removed from YouTube. I think it's only available on his Patreon.
Okay. What's the name of it?
But I sent in a short snippet. It's the Woke Bolshevik Revolution.
The Woke Bolshevik Revolution. All right. When did you send the show tip?
Earlier today, about 2 or 3 hours ago.
All right. We'll look it up. What else is on your mind, brother?
In that video, he has a clip from what looks like a seminar or something online, like a private teaching from a Jewish professor. And he speaks on the topics of the Woke Bolshevik Revolution and how and Hitler and his Mein Kampf book and how the Jewish, I guess the Jews were responsible for, or the forefathers of the left, Marxism, communism, Leninism. The end of the family, the end of values, and the end of religion in a lot of different countries throughout the history. And I just, looking at what's going on today, seeing a lot of key aspects falling in line with that.
Well, there have been a lot of groups and organizations that want to overturn the existing orders. The Jacobins and the French Revolution wanted that. There's been a lot of people, There's also been a lot of conservative Jews, Orthodox Jews, that have been speaking out against that. But there's no historical doubt that leftist Jews were instrumental in developing the kind of the communist doctrine that's gone on worldwide. I mean, that's just a historical fact. But Hitler himself saw himself in competition with those groups, and he didn't like Christianity, and he had his own system that he wanted to bring in, kind of a neo-paganism, mixing in some Tibetan Buddhism. But that's all definitely something people should look into. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Don in Iowa. Don, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Man, I just want to, first-time caller, tell you thank you for being there for us and giving us some witness accounts of what's really going on. You're somebody who could be acting as though you're like Nostradamus and you just keep it real. You tell people, you're reading their playbook. I think that's so awesome because you could be really trapping people if you, that was your mentality. So I think you're real spiritually a solid dude. Coming from somebody who, has been a fighter their whole life, just a tough person. I changed my life and gave it to Christ at 18. I switched everything around to how I looked at humans, and now I look at them as spiritual beings. We're all fragile, both sides. These people don't know who they're working for. They're just doing it. We all know who we're working for, so we're all witnesses for Christ. If we stay as witnesses, we win.
That's right. And whether you're a Buddhist or Jewish or a supposed mainline Christian or an agnostic or a Satanist, whoever you are, I want you to find Jesus. Not the Jesus in the fake churches, but the real spiritual Jesus that the system's at war with, and Jesus will set you free. Thank you, Don. Joey in Illinois, go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just calling on behalf of, I appreciate everything you do. And appreciate everything. But I want to ask was why we're not calling out for mass debate. Like, we should be calling on, well, since Twitter is now switched, we should be calling on, why are we debating? Let's get some people, high-ranking people, you should be calling, let's debate. Just put it all over everything.
Well, I mean, most of the establishment won't debate. They only regurgitate propaganda at us. But, I mean, I'd love to debate all these globalists, but they won't debate us. It's like Piers Morgan and what's that other guy's name? Cuomo wanted me on their shows, but they wanted to tape it. And I go, wait, your shows are live. You want to be able to edit what I say. No, put me on live, coward.
Which I understand that, which is completely. But if we keep get it out there and we show them that they just will not debate anybody, which will happen, it shows more people that.
Yeah, that's like Pennsylvania and Arizona, where the candidates for the Senate and the governorship there will not debate.
Yeah, and on top of that, I still think it's going to be Republican is going to win. I'm neither left or right. I'm just down the middle. I want what's best for my family and America and God and Jesus first, you know. But we already shown that the voting system is already a fraud, and we already know that nothing's going to change unless we sit there and do something about it.
Sure, but they can only steal with voters that are registered. So they use the names of dead people and folks that moved out of state. And they've got a limited number they can steal with. So if we're 10, 20 points ahead, they can't steal it. They can't block landslides with our system. And that's their real Achilles heel. And that's why they're in panic mode, because they're going to try to steal it in 6 days. And we're going to be here live until like 2 a.m. Next week. So get ready for that special broadcast middle of next week. We're only 6 days out from that. God bless you, sir. All right, we got Eric and Bob and Ben, and we'll get to you after Savannah Hernandez joins us. She travels the country, the border, the most dangerous blue cities. She's an intrepid reporter. I wouldn't send her to the super dangerous zones because she was getting beat up and attacked. That's why she quit, so she goes out there by herself and does it. But she's amazing, and I admire her. She's coming up straight ahead.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
City. We'll talk to her here in just a moment. Please remember, we are listener supported. We're only on air because of you, and we are very close to being shut down if we don't get funding. But we're actually, you know, right in the red, right in the black. God just keeps us right there, so it's all in God's hands. We've got great products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And I said yesterday, okay, today's the last day for 60% off with promo code 1776. But I got so busy with other projects yesterday that I did not have time to go look at what product we have and what we've got to be on sale tomorrow. There'll be a new sale tomorrow. It won't be as extensive, won't be as widespread, but it'll be a good sale. But we have to end this sale because it's store-wide 50 to 60% off with promo code additional 10% off. So it's up to 60% off. Because the lowest sale is 40% and a bunch are 50, so the average sale is 60% off right now with $17.76 at checkout. So I've got to end that, and I've got to go have like a three-hour meeting with what product we've got and what's coming in. And I'm not complaining. That's why I haven't done it yet. But by 4 o'clock, the new sale will be up, and the new ads will be cut. And so this sale will be taken off InfoWarsStore.com very, 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 very soon. So, again, go to InfoWarsStore.com. If you want the biggest sale of the year, InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, X3. If you're a new listener, I'm not going to belabor what X3 will do or what Vitamin Mineral Fusion does or what DNA Force Plus does. They're all incredible. They will make your life so much more healthy, your brain so much more focused, your immune system so emboldened and empowered. The Ultimate Krill Oil, the Ultimate Fish Oil, Super Male Vitality. More than 50 products are 50 to 60% off. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Vitamin D3 gummies, the highest quality with calcium. All of it is 50% off to 60% off with promo code 1776. Knockout Sleep Aid. The list goes on and on. Fizzy Magnesium, about to sell out. That is incredible. It's both the good types of magnesium. Nobody else has that. It's a great deal. Fizzy Magnesium, green fiber capsules from the wheatgrass and more. It does so much for your guts and your overall health. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. But I wanted to get to this while we're getting Savannah connected. I wanted to get to Charles Barkley. Because I've always liked Charles Barkley. He's a likable fella. And back when I had time to watch the NBA growing up, I would watch Charles. I've had a lot of pleasure watching Charles Barkley. I think he's a funny guy, but he's also a sellout. And he's attacked Kyrie Irving along with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that I think is a horrible person and a big globalist leftist, and attacked him for putting a clip out that I talked about 20 years ago, talking about global government, the New World Order, how they use food as a weapon, how they would come and force inoculations, how they would release viruses. This is all true. And so he attacked Kyrie and said he should be kicked out of the NBA or suspended indefinitely for attacking somebody's religion, when all Kyrie did was put out a link to a book and that's made into a movie about how a lot of North African black people, it's in the Bible, it's in the Old Testament, King Solomon, are Jewish. And there's a whole bunch of black Jews in Israel. I mean, the Jews don't deny that in Israel. There are a lot of black folks from Ethiopia, you name it, they can do their family lines. I mean, they've got Jewish last names. I mean, they are Jewish. And so the fact that the original Israelites, if you read the Old Testament and even the New Testament, had dark skin. Now, not all of them were African, but a lot of them were part African, and some were basically pure African. And it was that whole melting pot going on that were in that tribe. The Bible talks about all the tribes of Judah. And so that's in mainline history books. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Revelation describes Jesus with dark hair and bronze skin. So that's all he did. But even if Kyrie Irving was wrong, he has a right to come out and say what he wants. But all he did was link to a video. So they're really coming after him. He lost $100 million. He would take a poison shot. He should sue them for that. Now he's been vindicated. And also I want to ask Charles Barkley, hey, Charles, we have NBA team owners saying, screw the Uyghurs, 3 million in death camps in China. So you guys are supporting death camps and let the CCP run you. And then when you're so dirty, you sit there and you point your finger at Kyrie Irving and act like he has done something wrong. So here's a clip of Charles Barkley crapping the bed.
I think the NBA dropped the ball.
In what way?
I think he should have been suspended. I think Adam should have suspended him. First of all, Adam's Jewish. You can't take my $40 million and insult my religion. If you're going to insult me, you have the right. But I have the right to say, no, you're not going to take my $40 million and insult my religion. I think the NBA, they made a mistake. We have suspended people and fined people who have made homophobic slurs. And that was the right thing to do.
By the way, hit pause. Back it up 5 seconds. So, since they've already violated other people's free speech, what they set off the court, now let's do it to everybody else. Yeah, that president, Charles, they had black people as slaves in this country. So just because they already had some slaves, was it okay to have it going forward? No, it wasn't. That argument's a load of BS. It's a First Amendment, Chuck. The cuck. Go back to it.
Say, no, you're not going to take my $40 million and insult my religion. I think the NBA, they made a mistake. We have suspended people and fined people who have made homophobic slurs. And that was the right thing to do. I think if you insult the black community, you should be suspended or fined heavily, depending. I saw they did the same thing to the kid in Minnesota this year when he made the gay slur. I think you should get suspended or fined. I think him acknowledging the Alex Jones thing, something should have happened with that too, because that dude's crazy. And I can't believe that we ain't talking about that. We're talking about this idiot. And when you say, if I say, hey, I'm agreeing with this movie, this book or whatever, I'm agreeing with it. First of all, you know I don't do any social media. But when you're somebody as great as basketball like him, people going to listen to you what you say. And there's some fringe people out there. But like I say, I blame the NBA. He should have been suspended.
And their conversations are continuing with the Brooklyn Nets.
It's too late
now.
NBA,
but they're also looking at how do we move?
That's enough. Forward. So then they go in and let's start censoring people. Move to North Korea. And if Shaq agrees with you, he can go too. You guys are un-American. It's disgusting. And it's dangerous. All right, we got Savannah Hernandez connected now. A few technical problems. We'll be right back with her on the other side, Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. But yeah, Charles Barkley is worshiping that New World Order ding-dong. We'll be right back.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, the great former InfoWars reporter now works at Truth Social, Savannah Hernandez. She's also teamed up with Drew Hernandez, no relation. They've been getting videos with 10, 20, 30 million views. And even in the age of censorship, they have been kicking some butt. And Savannah Hernandez joins us live from the street. She'll announce where she's at. She moves around so much, I don't even sure where she's at. She just showed a bunch of drug addicts and got physically attacked. But I want to get her view on the midterms, the whole world, where everything's going. Savannah, you're all over the U.S. I can never tell where you're at. Where are you at right now?
So, Alex, I'm currently in Philadelphia because, of course, as we know, ahead of the midterms, Pennsylvania is a battleground state. So I thought it would be very important to highlight what is actually going on in this very blue state, in this Democrat-run city. So that's why I'm in Philadelphia right now.
Well, you've got the floor. We got you on a bit late because of technical difficulties. Want to hit the midterms first, or what you witnessed around the country, or what just happened to you? Where should we go first?
Sure, Alex, so let's go ahead and talk about the midterms. Now, I was just in Portland, Oregon, and the reason why I went over there was because I wanted to highlight the fact that in the entire state of Oregon, you do have drugs that have been decriminalized. Now, these are hard drugs, right? We have heroin, meth, fentanyl, of course, a very big issue over there. So I went to highlight the reality of these progressive policies and the Democrats in charge, what your cities could turn into, both nationwide and here, in specific cities. So, sorry, Alex, I'm a little bit frazzled right now because, again, I'm in Philadelphia because we do have a very tight Senate race. And the Democratic leadership has completely deteriorated and destroyed this city, and it's absolutely horrifying. I've been across the country to San Francisco, Skid Row, again, Portland, Oregon, New York City. I was in the Bronx, and you have people that say that they've been voting Democrat for their entire life, now set to vote Republican because of how horrific these cities have deteriorated because of the drug use, the crime, the prostitution that is now prospering on these streets because there are no laws, there are no police. We actually, when we got attacked on the streets of Philadelphia yesterday, called the police, nobody showed up. I've been speaking to residents, a similar story in Portland, you call the police, nobody shows up. That's a direct result of, again, that defund the police measure that happened back in 2020, and also to that bad Democratic policy, which basically ties the hands of the police and allows this lawlessness to prosper. So that's why we're seeing such a big wave, Alex. That's why the America First candidates are so strong right now, because the people on the streets, and, you know, even Joe Biden voters are absolutely horrified at what they are seeing, whether it's the empty grocery store shelves, the record high inflation rates, the crime that is surging. No matter what it is, every single American is feeling the effect.
And what's incredible, Savannah, is, as I've seen footage, there's a ton of it on your site. We'll play some of it coming up next segment. You just go out there peacefully. You're like 50 yards from people trying to show what's going on. They come over and physically attack you. But that's saying a lot. You've been all over the country, and you're saying Philadelphia is the worst you've seen.
Alex, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm horrified being on these streets. This is my third day on the streets of Philly. Earlier, we had a guy throwing rocks at us. He's been very violent. On the first day that I was here, I almost had somebody try to abduct my friend and I on the street. I've been talking to a couple of the addicts who are a little bit more friendly, and they were sharing that this is a regular occurrence. They said, hey, don't be over here at night because nobody's going to help you. The city has descended into chaos and lawlessness. I've never seen so many open needles. I actually just finished an interview. You're going to love this one, Alex. It's absolutely crazy. They're giving out emergency packs. This is a government-funded organization called Prevention Point. They give out these emergency packs for the drug addicts. They give them 10 needles. They give them a rubber band for their arms so they can shoot up properly. They give them water to mix their drugs with. So I watched a man the other day mixing fentanyl and cocaine. He showed me how to shoot up. I had another woman mixing up fentanyl, talking to me about how the mayor in this city is actually circumventing the law because it is illegal for them to have this drug paraphernalia. But the organization here, again, government funded, is giving these addicts these cards that basically allow them to circumvent that law.
And remember, the same groups are handing out crack pipes around the country, which they tried to deny. So is it fair to say this is like an organized road warrior collapse of civilization scenario we're seeing?
Absolutely, Alex. I really do feel like I'm in Mad Max, right? You have zombies on the street. And it's very sad because a lot of the people that are out here are genuinely suffering from mental illness or drug addiction. And instead of helping these people, the city is emboldening them. The city is allowing them to physically rot on the street. A lot of the people here have lesions because they are injecting elephant tranquilizer and their body is not reacting to it properly. So their skin is just rotting and they're on the street here. It's absolutely terrifying. And again, too, YouTube just hit me with two strikes this week on my channel. So guess who can't post the reality of what's happening in Philadelphia ahead of the midterm? Content creators like myself who are really trying to be on the ground showing Americans what's actually going on.
And notice, just like Road Warrior, that classic post-collapse vision in a best-selling book written in the 70s, made in the movies in the 80s, they want the fuel. There's no more fuel. They've cut the fuel off. There's been a collapse in energy. I mean, we are literally entering Road Warrior for real.
It's terrifying, Alex. And again, I have gone all over America to really try to get the consensus of how Americans are feeling. And lifelong Democrats, they're like, we are done with the Democratic Party. We are tired of the lawlessness. We are tired of the crime. We are tired of, I was speaking to a Portland resident who was saying that the homeless will just come and crawl through people's windows. And they have this app called Nextdoor. And on that app, it's the different neighbors basically saying, oh, I guess it's my turn to have my house broken into. I guess it's my turn to have my car stolen. This is just normal, commonplace for these types of people in these areas. And again, this is a public park, Alex. It's 2 p.m. in Philadelphia right now, and it's absolutely terrifying. We have drug users behind us. and a lot of them very high on drugs. It looks like they're dead on the street. You actually have children walking around this area, too.
So that was my next point. Imagine trying to be a family living in these places.
Exactly. A lot of families are moving out of these areas. Remember in New York that parents were having to take their children to therapy because they were so terrified by the drug users on the streets. When I go to New York, I can barely walk through the subway because it smells of feces and urine, just like the streets here. You're seeing the open drug use. And again, the fentanyl really overtaking these streets. And that's directly correlated to our open border, which again, directly correlated to Joe Biden's administration. So, horrific state of our country.
And then we've got the zombie candidate, Fetterman. We'll play a clip in a moment here. Doesn't even know who he is. In fact, get clip three ready. Here's Fetterman, fumbles around in response to Don Lemon's questions. I went and watched the full interview when I saw this last night. For 10 minutes, he was like this. Doesn't know what planet he's on. But again, they want zombie leaders to demoralize us and break our will. Here's Fetterman.
Well, let's talk about inflation because that's a big concern for voters. What do you think the biggest cause of inflation is? And should the Biden administration be doing more?
No, I just do. I think that simply is also, Leah, this talk about the trillions in massive tax cuts to the corporate tax structure as well. True. You know, trillions of dollars that have added to the deficit. And now they still want to support those as well. True. I think in terms of being very serious about addressing inflation is making sure that those rates are brought back into a line with what they should have been. Where they're able to fight the deficit.
I mean, he doesn't know what planet he's on.
Exactly, Alex. And, of course, that would be the perfect candidate for the Democrats because he can't think for himself. He genuinely is a puppet that needs to be told what to say and what to do because he has no idea what's happening. Fetterman reminds me of a lot of the people here on the streets using drugs, just, you know, out of their minds, have no idea what's going on. So it would kind of be perfect to have that person representing Pennsylvania, right? But, of course, we do not want that to happen.
Sure, a zombie senator for a zombie state. And the paradox is some of the smartest, most well-spoken people I've heard against the New World Order and the biggest Trump rallies are in Pennsylvania. So it's really a paradox.
Yeah, Alex, actually a lot of the residents in more of the suburban areas are very, very right-wing. Like I said, they're tired of their city being deteriorated. They're tired of not being able to raise a family and be prosperous. They want Donald Trump back in office. They want strong Republicans back in office. Not even Republicans, right? Just America First candidates who care about the country, who care about the constituents that are voting them into office and who understand that they are not leaders, but they are there to speak for their citizens.
Savannah Hernandez, we'll do another segment with you, then I'll come back and take calls and hand the baton to our guest house. You're on Truth Social at Sav Says, S-A-V Says, and Instagram Sav with one N, website savsaysofficial.com. Wow, and you and Drew Hernandez have been hooking up too, knocking it out of the park. We'll be right back with Savannah Hernandez. Don't forget, in about an hour and 20 minutes, Owen Schroyer takes over with The War Room. It's a powerful show. I know most of you watch it, but everybody should mark their calendar and share the links to War Room, the original War Room, with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central at Infowars.com/show, Bandai Video, and on many radio and TV stations across the country. I want to thank all the listeners for their continued support, keeping us on air.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject
subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, one of the key battleground states. She's Savannah Hernandez, here on the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday edition. Play a few clips here and get her take on it. Savannah Hernandez approached by Lib Zombie, telling her she cannot film Philly Needle Exchange Program on a public street. Then Savannah is attacked by drug addicts for filming the Needle Exchange. Here are those clips back to back.
I don't care what she says.
Before you take, please. No, you are not allowed to film.
So we're being told that we cannot film in front of Prevention Point. This is a public street. We're trying to highlight here the drug exchange program. Not drug, needle exchange. I apologize here. We're being told that we're not allowed to film. Yes. What's happening on the streets of Philadelphia?
To protect the anonymity of our participants and our patients, we ask that...
So we're not going into the building. This is a public street. So you can interview with me here, but I'm highlighting what is happening on a public street here. On the streets of Philadelphia, this is the needle exchange program that is currently happening in front of Prevention Point. Yeah, there's nobody's business in this. We're highlighting what's happening here in Philadelphia, and we should be allowed to do that.
I'm here at a Prevention Point in Philadelphia. I've been physically attacked twice now because I'm trying to report on the needle exchange program. My camera was taken by a drug addict, thrown on the ground and smashed, and then one of their security officers went ahead and took my microphone, smashed it as well. I have this woman right over here who has been making sure to tell me that I'm not allowed to report on a public street, so this is a public area. What they're doing behind me is a needle exchange program, and they do not want this exposed on the streets of Philadelphia, that they are allowing drug addicts to exchange dirty needles for clean ones. Again, I've been attacked twice now. Thank you so much. The security guard took this. Again, this is my smashed equipment. I've been attacked multiple times here. So this is what's being allowed to prosper on the streets of Philadelphia. Again, Prevention Point on KNA.
So all the research shows that this is basically euthanasia centers. They're not giving them clean needles to protect them and save them. The government allows the drugs to be shipped in. They leave these open-air pits. And it is basically a place for people to come and die en masse. And as they do this, we see the abuse level and OD levels 10 times what they were 20 years ago. This is a design crisis. You have all these weird leftists that go out and get degrees to manage the homeless. They farm them and they milk them. It's a perfect place for them to play savior while they also try to violate the First Amendment. Savannah, please continue.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, I'm sure that the video, you know, is pretty self-explanatory there, but we were trying to show what is happening on the public streets of Philadelphia with this needle exchange. I actually spoke to one of the drug users, on the street today, and he was telling me that if you bring in 100 dirty needles to Prevention Point, they will give you 200 clean needles back. They do this every Tuesday and Friday. I was doing some research into the statistics of this organization. They gave almost 10 million needles away just last year. And, of course, that has led to an uptick in overdose rates and death.
Oh, absolutely. It's not stopping the drugs. They're not trying to decriminalize drugs. They're trying to mainline drugs, quote, literally and figuratively.
Exactly, Alex. And again, too, I have to thank you. You know, you're one of the pioneers for this type of journalism. When people try to shut you down and censor you in the real world, you say, no, I'm going to expose what's going on. And then, of course, the liberal left cannot handle it. They froth at them out. They get so angry. And then they attack the people that are genuinely trying to help those that are being taken advantage of by governments and programs just like this one. So that's what happened yesterday, really trying to highlight how disgusting this city is, how much it has degraded, and how America will soon look like this if we continue to allow Democrats to come in and destroy everything.
Well, remember earlier this year and last year, it came out they were handing out millions of crack pipes. Then folks went to their health departments and got the crack pipes. They tried to deny it because they don't want the public knowing this is going on.
Exactly, Alex. And I was genuinely shocked, too, by this user today showing me his goodie bag. It was a paper bag. He had the needles. He had all of the tools that he would need. And I asked him, too. I was like, are they actually helping you with your addiction problem? Can you even go and get services for that? And he said, yeah, of course you can. And they will try to help you. But this is not something that they're trying to help people heal from. They're trying to embolden it. They're trying to, it's a big money-making process here when you're able to fund this type of activity on the streets, make areas unsafe. But we're also hearing that the youth here are very involved with the crime. So it truly is just from, the standpoint
of... Well, exactly. Soros getting all those DAs in to legalize violent crime. It's designed to destroy confidence and collapse society.
Exactly, and that's the DA here in Philadelphia, right, Larry Krasner. He's a Soros-funded DA. He's very soft on crime, and people are currently trying to impeach him because of how horrific the city has gotten. So we are seeing a lot of pushback now. Sadly, it had to degrade this badly.
No luck on Biden administration handing out crack pipes?
No, I haven't heard anything on that yet, but I mean, the people here in office are basically directly tied to the administration, and they've heard similar rhetoric from Biden.
Sure. I was being sarcastic. You get any luck getting crack pipes? They admit they do it in Boston, D.C., Baltimore, Richmond, New York City, where they hand out the crack pipes. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, it's really heartbreaking, but I honestly do have a lot of hope after being out on the streets of America from the East Coast to the West Coast for November 8th. I do see a lot of, again, pushback. A lot of people who are finally saying, enough is enough. We're tired of these elite globalists.
I mean, all this is cut our energy off, cut our culture off, get rid of the borders, bomb us with drugs. I mean, this is an attack.
Exactly. And it's actually really funny, Alex, because, you know, speaking about, like, our diesel fuel crisis, right, we have Kamala Harris saying, oh, we're going to fund $1 billion in funding for EV school buses for children in California. My uncle's neighbor is actually a part of the public transportation in California working with the electric vehicles. He said that batteries right now are on back order 8 to 12 months. So this is already an issue. I'm going to go uncover this story here in a couple of weeks. And it's so hilarious to me that, of course, they're trying to make that big push for electric vehicles. They're trying to ban gas vehicles. And why is that? Just basically to handicap us, to handicap the citizens and further implode our economy.
Savannah, what is your gut level view on what's about to happen in 6 days? Because the polls all show Republican landslide, but we also see them doing the same mail-in ballot scams.
Exactly, Alex. I mean, it's very similar to what we saw in 2020, right? You had the media coming forward and trying to let people know ahead of time, hey, we're not going to know the election results on election day, which historically we've never seen before. We're already seeing that propaganda from big tech. I signed into Twitter yesterday, and it was basically that on top of why mail-in voting is safe. So we're seeing all the same propaganda. We saw what just happened in Brazil, and, you know, I feel like if we do have more stolen elections, because keep in mind 2020 was a stolen or fortified election, if you will, we will see similar here in the U.S. Because, again, the people in the streets, they want proper leadership. They do not want degradation anymore. They do not want the failed policy. So I do predict a very big red wave. We are seeing very strong candidates in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona, you know, all across the board. We've seen in Texas a lot of people push back against Beto O'Rourke for his gun-grabbing policy. So we're seeing a lot of really great energy across the country.
I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying. And the globalists wanted to create the unrest and all this in their own admissions, but not get the blame. But now because the Davos Group and the UN and the Atlantic Group and the Atlantic Council's getting the blame, they now are like, oh, we want amnesty. Forgive us for the COVID shots and the mask. We're sorry. But they're just going to come back and attack us again. So this isn't going the way they wanted. People are identifying the New World Order. We're seeing leaders elected in the U.S. and all over the world that are anti-globalist, identifying Klaus Schwab. Very exciting things happening, as bad as the situation is.
Exactly, Alex. And that is why they're asking for amnesty right now, because they are very aware that we are about to take power again, and we are about to take back the House, the Senate, everything. We're about to take back this whole entire country, and they are fearful of the fact that they targeted us, they discriminated against us, and they want us to forget everything. That's why we're seeing such big censorship campaigns by YouTube and Instagram right now. Luckily for us, we do have Elon Musk taking over Twitter and trying to, you know, bring back free speech, and that scares the left so much, because when push comes to shove and you actually hold their feet to the fire, they cannot hold up any, you know, portion of their argument, because you go out on the street and you show the reality of their failed policy. They can't argue for this. They can't argue that this is a good thing. They can't argue that needles on the streets are safe for American citizens. So they're going to lose. They're very afraid. That's why the censorship is ramping up. And that's why we have to keep pushing harder than we ever have before.
I totally agree. Savannah Hernandez, what's next for you?
I'm going to be headed to New Mexico on Monday, actually. We have a couple of rallies over there that we're going to be covering at some universities. And then, of course, more midterm coverage. I'm wanting to go back to California, highlight San Francisco, even more, just really hone in and, you know, show people what is going on in the streets of America. So more on the ground work, Alex.
All right, Savannah Hernandez, incredible job. We pray for you. We appreciate you be watching what you and others do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, Kate Daly's about to take over, and she's always an amazing talk show host, which she hosts once a week for an hour. Kate Daly takes over, katedalyshow.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Owen Troyer will be here in 1 hour, 3 p.m. Central, with The War Room. Remember, only way the dog hunts is you let it out. Share those links, share those articles. God bless. We'll be right back with hour number four.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com.
look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.